heavyweights rally voters for the midterms. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Maryland to campaign for the Democratic nominee for governor, Wes Moore. The vice president accusing Republicans of using power for personal gain and not helping the American people.
Powerful people, so-called leaders, have been using the bully pulpit that they were given by the people in a way that is about the preservation of their personal power and is being used to divide our country.
Republicans, however, say it's the Biden administration that is hurting the country with inflation and high gas prices.
When they sit around their tables in the evening and talk about the biggest issues, it is runaway inflation that's making it almost impossible for ends to meet. It's been let loose by the Biden administration, and it's time to make a real statement.
Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin on Fox and Friends Saturday. And this, as a big issue for voters, is illegal immigration. And law enforcement agencies in border towns are repeatedly seeing human smuggling cases.
These border communities getting hit from all angles. And then you have the migrants who are trying to evade Border Patrol checkpoints. Then you have a lot of cases of human smuggling as well. And that's what we're focusing on as we took a ride along with the Kinney County Sheriff's Office. So at this traffic stop in Brackettville turned into a lot more. Deputies found six illegal migrants. One of them bailed out and ran away. But the driver is a U.S. citizen and now is charged with six counts of human smuggling. Just 35 minutes later, in the same town, deputies found another human smuggler. Again, the smuggler had six migrants.
Fox's Nate Foy, and at least 149 people were killed and 100 more were injured during Halloween festivities in the South Korean capital of Seoul. Officials say people were crushed to death when a large crowd began pushing forward on a narrow street. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A pre-game gaffe. Grammy-nominated singer Eric Burton lost track of the lyrics during the Star-Spangled Banner before Friday night's World Series opener between Houston and Philadelphia. With players and staff lined up on the field for the traditional pre-game ceremony, Burton went a little off track, singing things like the Twilight's last streaming instead of gleaming. Social media lit up with reactions, some bashing the singer for forgetting the words, and others sympathizing with Burton. Plus, country music stars celebrate the Rolling Stones.
The brothers Osborne, Little Big Town, and Jimmy Allen are among the country music stars celebrating the 60th anniversary of rock band The Rolling Stones for Stone Cold Country. Eric Church takes on Gimme Shelter. Ashley McBride offers a take on I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Brooks and Dunn offer up Honky Tonk Women, and the brothers Osborne take on It's Only Rock and Roll, But I Like It. Yes, I do. The duo teams with The War and Treaty for the song, which lands November 4th. Lainey Wilson takes on You Can't Always Get What You Want, and Mara Morris performs Dead Flowers. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And what do Gen Z teens like?
Nike, Amazon, TikTok. They aren't just some of the most well-known brands in the U.S. They're the choice of Gen Z teens, according to a new report. Gen Z is defined by those born between the late 1990s and the early 2010s. The Taking Stock with Teens survey was done between August 12th and September 23rd by Piper Sandler, an investment banking company. It found that 15% of Gen Z teens say Chick-fil-A is their favorite restaurant, followed by Starbucks, Chipotle, McDonald's, and Olive Garden. They say Amazon is their favorite e-commerce site, and Nike is the top clothing brand. TikTok is number one for favorite social platform, with Snap at number two, followed by Instagram. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti. And this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.